Thank you, Mr. Chair. In addition to our contributions yesterday, and in the interest of time, we will try to be brief today. With reference to the paragraphs 23 to 28, we would like to state that we support the concept contained therein, including on responsibility, accountability, and on risk mitigation measures. We hope they can be maintained, building on what we have already agreed, not just restating guiding principles. We also hope they can be improved and, where possible, strengthened, for instance, by avoiding too many qualifiers, which are not needed when we try and capture such concepts. We found some proposals made today very useful, for instance, at attempts to fix language in paragraph 24 and its subparagraphs, and it will be good to see them in writing. Some specific comments, however, on paragraph 25. We are pleased to note that the draft report contains a specific paragraph on legal reviews of weapons systems. As my delegation has already stated in the March session, we strongly believe that while not the sole solution for the challenges associated with increasing autonomy in weapons systems, legal reviews are a crucial instrument and thus can be part of the solution. Moreover, we state once again that in view of the obligation of all states to respect and ensure respect for IHL and the prohibition to use means and methods of warfare in contradiction to IHL, the implementation of IHL in good faith requires an assessment whether means and methods of warfare can be used in conformity with IHL prior to their employment. Having said that, we believe that paragraph 25 could be more ambitious, and therefore we suggest some improvements similar to those the Belgium colleagues have presented earlier. First of all, we strongly recommend to delete the two words "seek to" in the first sentence. When reviewing weapons, we believe that it must be the ambition to come to a final decision as to whether the weapon is capable of being used in conformity with applicable international law. If that is not the case, the weapon review is useless. In this sense, we would also like to refer to the wording of Article 36 of the Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention, which reads as follows, I quote, "In the study, development, acquisition, or adoption of a new weapon method of warfare, a high contracting party is under an obligation to determine whether its employment would, in some or all circumstances, be prohibited by this protocol or by any other rule of international law applicable to the high contracting party." End of quote. While we are well aware that not all states are parties to the Additional Protocol 1, we nevertheless see a benefit to bringing the wording of paragraph 25 closer to that one of Article 36, and we therefore suggest to include the term "in some or all circumstances" after "they are capable of being used," and also to speak of applicable international law, including international humanitarian law. As a last improvement for paragraph 25, we suggest to leave out the qualifier "taking into account existing capacities and capabilities," as it seems to us that this qualifier opens the door to waive the legal review when a system seems to be too complex. With regards to the proposal of the delegation of the Russian Federation, Switzerland does not support the deletion of the second sentence of paragraph 25. Without prejudice to national practice, we believe that when conducting legal reviews, the consideration of technical performance, intended use, and the possible tasks and types of targets is essential, and without those, it is questionable for us which considerations the legal review of the weapon system should cover at all. Lastly, Switzerland is open for and supports the exchange of relevant best practices between states in this field. I thank you, Mr. Chair.